Miami Open director James Blake fined over betting breaches. The International Tennis Integrity Agency, ITIA, has fined Miami Open tournament director and former top 10 player, James Blake, $56,250 for breaching tennis rules related to betting sponsorship. According to the ITIA, the violation was unintentional, and Blake cooperated fully with the investigation without contesting the charge. However, should Blake violate TACP rules again within an 18-month probation starting on February 9, he would be mandated to pay a fine of $131,250 and suspended for 18 months. According to Section D.1(b) of the Tennis Anti-Corruption Program, TACP, guidelines, no covered person, including tournament support staff, players, and related individuals, shall directly or indirectly facilitate, encourage, and or promote tennis betting, facilitation. As such, covered individuals are prohibited from engaging in commercial relationships with gambling companies. In 2022, U.S. Davis Cup team coaches Marty Fish and Bob Bryan were each fined $10,000 for promoting a gambling operator on social media. Related. ITIA fines Philippoussis over betting sponsorship rules breach. Tennis legacy and advocacy for integrity. A Harvard alumnus, Blake transitioned to the professional circuits in 1999. He played a pivotal role in the United States' victory over Russia in the 2007 Davis Cup final, which is the country's most recent title in that team event. Blake retired in 2013 after winning 10 singles titles, achieving a career best number 4 in the ATP rankings, and reaching the quarterfinals at 3 Grand Slam tournaments. He has served as the tournament director of the Miami Open since 2018. Quote, "This case is more a matter of perception, rather than corruption. The rules apply to players, coaches, officials, and accredited tournament staff, who all have the ability to influence results or have access to inside information. We urge anyone in the sport who is unclear or is considering commercial deals like this to get in touch with us to seek guidance." Karen Morehouse, ITIA CEO.